Aging is a natural part of life, and maintaining vitality during the golden years requires a holistic approach that includes physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Islamic teachings, through the Quran and Hadith, offer valuable guidance for leading a healthy and fulfilling life as we age. This article explores these teachings, along with modern scientific insights and practical tips for healthy aging. Islamic teachings on health and longevity, Quranic references, Surah Al-Baqarah, 2-195, and spend in the way of Allah and do not throw yourselves with your own hands into destruction by refraining. And do good, indeed, Allah loves the doers of good. This verse encourages Muslims to take care of their health and avoid harmful practices. Surah An-Nisa, 4:29, and do not kill yourselves or one another. Indeed, Allah is to you ever merciful. This verse highlights the importance of preserving life and well-being. Hadith on health, Sahih Bukhari, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "There are two blessings which many people lose, they are, health and free time for doing good." This hadith emphasizes the importance of maintaining health and using time wisely. Sunan Ibn Majah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Take advantage of 5 before 5, your youth before your old age, your health before your illness, your wealth before your poverty, your free time before your work, and your life before your death." This hadith encourages proactive care for one's health and well-being throughout life. Practical tips for healthy aging, balanced nutrition, Islamic guidance. Islam encourages the consumption of wholesome, whole foods. The Quran mentions various fruits, vegetables, and other beneficial foods. Surah Al-An'am, 6-141, "And he it is who produces gardens trellised and untrellised, and the date palm, and crops of different shape and taste, its fruits and its seeds, and olives, and pomegranates, similar, in kind, and different, in taste. Eat of their fruit when they ripen." Modern science, a balanced diet rich in fruits, vegetables, whole grains, lean proteins, and healthy fats is essential for maintaining vitality. Companies like Nestle and Danone offer products that cater to the nutritional needs of older adults. Regular physical activity, Islamic guidance, the Prophet Muhammad encouraged physical activity and maintaining strength. Sahih Bukhari, the strong believer is better and more beloved to Allah than the weak believer, while there is good in both. Modern science, regular exercise helps maintain muscle mass, flexibility, and cardiovascular health. Programs like Silver Sneakers provide fitness classes tailored to older adults. Mental and spiritual health, Islamic guidance, engaging in regular prayer, Quranic recitation, and dhikr, remembrance of Allah, helps maintain mental and spiritual well-being. Surah Al-A'raf, 13:28, "Verily, in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest." Modern science, mindfulness, meditation, and spiritual practices contribute to mental health and reduce stress. Apps like Calm and Headspace offer guided meditation that can complement spiritual practices. Social engagement and community involvement, Islamic guidance, Islam encourages maintaining strong family ties and being active in the community. Sahih Muslim, he who severs ties of kinship will not enter paradise. Modern science, social engagement helps prevent loneliness and depression. Community centers and organizations like AARP provide opportunities for older adults to stay socially active. Examples from the Prophet's family and companions: Khadija bint Khuwaylid, the first wife of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Khadija was a successful businesswoman who maintained her health and vitality through her active lifestyle and balanced approach to work and family. Abu Bakr, the first caliph of Islam, Abu Bakr maintained his health and vitality through his active participation in community affairs and his commitment to a simple, balanced diet. Umar ibn al-Khattab, the second caliph, known for his physical strength and active lifestyle, Umar emphasized the importance of physical fitness and regular exercise. Wisdom and understanding, holistic approach to health, integration of body, mind, and spirit. Islamic teachings promote a holistic approach to health that includes physical activity, mental stimulation, and spiritual practices. This integrated approach ensures comprehensive well-being. Proactive health management, preventive care, Islam encourages proactive health management through regular exercise, balanced nutrition, and preventive care. This approach aligns with modern recommendations for healthy aging. Ethical considerations, respect for life. Islamic teachings emphasize the sanctity and respect for life. This includes taking measures to maintain health and prevent illness, which reflects the ethical consideration of preserving life. Conclusion: maintaining vitality in the golden years requires a balanced approach that integrates physical, mental, and spiritual well-being. Islamic teachings, as reflected in the Quran and Hadith, provide valuable guidance for healthy aging. By following these teachings and incorporating modern scientific insights, Muslims can achieve a fulfilling and healthy life in their later years. Companies and organizations that focus on senior health offer additional resources and support, ensuring that older adults can maintain their vitality and well-being.